elders. More recently, we have been in the process of selecting additional deacons. At this time, we'll have the appointment of these men. This will be done by one of our elders, Gary Harridge. At this time, we'll do that.
I'd like to ask the five men who have been selected by this congregation to be deacons of this congregation to please come forward at this time and sit right here to my left at this point. And if you would do that at this time, I'd appreciate it. Those five men. I'd like to also ask our elders if they would come forward and sit to my right at this time at the front seat. I'd appreciate that. The elders at Camden Avenue have recently developed a mission statement for the church here. We'll be publicizing that more throughout 2016, but I'm going to give you at least initially what it is, and you'll be seeing it more and more during next year. Our mission statement is simply this: we are dedicated to seeking the lost while edifying each other in order that we may all enter the eternal home promised for the faithful. A simple statement, but a very profound statement. The process of accomplishing this goal requires much work and an effort on the part of all of our members here. This also means that there must be men who can organize, coordinate, and see that the many different works of this church are accomplished as they are planned. While the elders must provide the oversight for all the works of the church, they simply cannot provide all the direct involvement necessary to see that these works are accomplished. This is why deacons are needed and why they are specified in God's Word. Luke told us in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, the following. Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily ministrations. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. When the deacons are effectively performing the tasks needed for the church, this allows the elders the time and the resources to shepherd the flock and the spiritual needs of this congregation. Beginning in 1930 and up to the present time, the Camden Avenue Church of Christ has appointed 84 men to serve as deacons of this congregation. And of that 84, we presently have 11 men actively serving in this capacity. These men have and they continue to serve the church well with their respective responsibilities. But the work continues, and there's a need for additional men to handle the responsibilities of the church. So through the process of your recommendations, this congregation has selected the following men to serve as deacons for the Camden Avenue Church of Christ. Men, as I read your name, if you will, please stand and turn towards the congregation, and just remain standing until all are announced and remain in that way. Kevin Cochran. Steve Gray. John Hecht. Kevin Inman. Chris Mullins. Men, each of you has men have been selected by this congregation to serve in the role of a deacon. This is an important work, and we know that each of you will approach your responsibilities with determination, enthusiasm, and commitment. Speaking for the elders, we are proud to have you serve as deacons, and we look forward to the help that you will provide us in meeting our responsibilities to this congregation. And we thank you for your willingness to serve in this capacity. Therefore, based upon the example provided for us in Acts chapter 6, this congregation appoints you as deacons. May God be pleased with your work. Let us pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the church. We thank you for the church that meets here at Camden Avenue. And we thank you, God, for the blessings you bestowed upon us by allowing men throughout the years to be here to not only serve in the leadership position of elders, but also to serve as deacons with the work that is needed for this church. We thank you, God, for these men that have been chosen at this time. We pray, God, that you will be with them and that you will help them and you will guide them and give them the energy and the encouragement they need to do their job to the best of their abilities. We thank you, God, that these men have stepped forward to accept this responsibility. And we ask thy blessings upon each one of them and their families. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd now like to ask, if we could, to have the elders stand and let's shake hands with our new deacons here.